producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Wednesday. No. Deadline. I guess it depends on how you take who it is that's on the program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Are they dead or dates? Which would you rather have? Roberta and Jennifer dead, or would you rather have a date with them?
That's so lame, Doug. What does that mean?
Dead. So lame. You can't ask if people want us dead, because they might say yes.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, you, they would. Roberta,
I want a dead date. I mean, you never know. They might want both.
Okay. Let's not keep going down that path. I just
I've been on a few of those, by the way.
Yeah.
Never that much fun.
Just trying to warm everybody up, boys and girls. Here we go. With the facts of the day, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I on the Good Day program, Women in the News. A little something different in the Senate. I have been saying this for years. It's time for women to take over. They're better at politics. They're better at running businesses.
They're better at talk radio.
Pretty much everything.
Better at everything.
Right. Everything.
Everything.
So, yesterday, there were not many lawmakers in the Capitol building, because Washington, as we all know, have wimped out. The Washingtonians have wimped out. They're still, they're digging out. So the Senate was open, and guess who showed up?
The women.
Only the women.
What's funny is this Susan Murkowski from Alaska, Republican senator from Alaska. She's
no relation to the other. What's that woman? What's the senator's name, Richie, from? Is it?
It's Barbara.
Murkowski.
Yeah.
Right? It's not Murkowski. Malinsky.
No.
Dubinsky. It's M.
It's
something
close.
Ski.
Murkowski.
Murkowski. That's it. Thank you very much, Karen. All right, anyway, so these women were all there yesterday.
Well, she's looking around, and she goes, Murkowski's looking around, she's like, wait a second. She's like, all the pages, like the parliamentarian, like all of the, she's like, all the senators I see, they're all women. And
everybody.
So she and this other senator from Maine are like, what's with all the dudes? You know, maybe it's a coincidence, but maybe it speaks to the hardiness of women.
Yes.
She used the word hardy.
Yes.
Maybe the men were all out shoveling snow.
No.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Or drinking scotch, watching.
Right. Doing their manly duties.
Right.
Right. Senator Susan Collins is the senator from Maine you were talking about, Jennifer.
So you got Maine and Alaska represented there. They're going to be able to get in during the snow.
Yeah, of course.
I understand how.
Right. Yeah. So where's everybody else? Why aren't the other people there being paid? Why aren't they there? Reliable sources say, as Jennifer just did, they were down at the grill. Richie, ever had lunch at the grill or dinner at the grill?
Mm-hmm. The Capitol Grill?
Yep.
I love it.
Isn't that a great place?
I loved, I've been in there a few times, but the best time is at dinner when you look around and you just see all the hobnobbing going on.
It's like going, there's a restaurant in Beverly Hills called The Grill
Oysters
as well, and you can go into The Grill. It's in a little down, you've been down there, Jennifer, side street off of Wiltshire.
That's where the fancy rich people live like you, Doug.
Well,
local restaurants are, Jack in the Box on the corner.
Arby's.
No Arby's. That's too fancy. I've got Jack in the Box, McDonald's. Hey, I have a Pollo Loco if you want some international.
I actually stopped in an Arby's the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I for whatever the reason.
Well, what have they got for you to eat there?
Was Waffle House closed?
There.
That woman that was there last week dancing naked and getting punched in the face.
Yeah. They don't have any Waffle Houses in California. No Waffle Houses here for whatever the reason. No.
Oh, no.
They don't come much. There are no Waffle Houses actually.
It's East Coast
west
thing.
Of the Rockies.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a mid-desert. South and south. Not when you.
Like on the way to Phoenix or something.
Texas is about it. You can't find them much west of Texas. Anyway, so I stopped at Arby's because I wanted some. I wanted some fried. I wanted onion rings, and I picked out. I had just been at a meeting, and there was an Arby's there, and I had this hankering for onion rings, so I got some onion rings. And saw some very interesting people and decided to quickly.
Good?
And what, the onion rings were great. Yeah. The company wasn't so great, though.
You ate your onion rings in the Arby's?
No.
Onion rings seems like something you should just drive through the drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no drive-in there, but it was something that I did take to the car and eat. And washed it down with some
closet eating so
water.
That no one would notice.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Ring.
Yep, 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 yep. Okay, other women in the news. Oprah Winfrey has lost 26 pounds because she's been on the Weight Watchers diet. She bought into
and
the
she
company.
She gave them all in her wallet because they Weight Watchers gave her a piece of the company.
No kidding.
Since she invested in the company, has made $12.5 million on her investment.
I'm telling you what.
So how many
perfect investment
per pound?
For her.
Absolutely brilliant.
Weight Watchers, first of all, they've changed their whole program. So it's about wellness now, not just about losing weight. Like, they want to make your whole life better, mm-hmm. which is so up Oprah's alley, right?
Yeah.
And I think I told you guys this. January 4th, the first Monday after New Year's Eve, there was, like, this gigantic push, like everything I saw in my life. There were postcards in my mail. There was Netflix ads or TV ads. I mean, they did such a well-coordinated effort using Oprah. I mean, she was talking about Weight Watchers for that whole week. It was genius. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. She, it was genius on her part all the way around, and the stock has done great. Anybody who's bought, you should, if I have been talking a lot about stock this week because a lot of people are just running scared because of the foolishness and the happy Wall Street trade talkers about, well, it's you know, Apple's going down and Twitter is going down. Come on. It's not going anywhere. Are you kidding? So there's a high and a low. If I had the money and I was into the time that it takes to do it, I'd be buying all of that stuff. Bargains go. You should have reports on the stock market and the Queen of Cheap report, Roberta, because there are plenty of things around now, and this would be a good investment, even though the stock is more expensive than it was a year ago. I think this is nothing, if you'll pardon the pun, but a gain. Mm-hmm. Oprah will stay on it, and she'll lose weight. People will talk about it, and need is for somebody to talk about stuff like this. And bingo, it goes up, 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 and up.
Can I ask a question?
Good for her. Yes, you may.
Why do we trust Oprah so much? Because her value is so huge.
Yeah.
What is it about Oprah that we trust? Because, you know, I was reading I read a book about the 2008 election when everybody thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win and President Obama kind of came out of nowhere and won. And the book insinuates that he won the election because of Oprah. She delivered a million votes for him.
I think you're right.
During the primary.
Yep.
And then she kind of felt taken advantage of, and that's why she won't ever endorse someone again. Like if
she was taken
Oprah.
Advantage of. You can't she thought you she was taken advantage
she,
of.
She thought that Obama promised her that she would actually have an office in the White House.
Yeah.
And
really?
She, well, yeah, and Valerie
why should
Jarrett,
she
Michelle
have a
Obama
office
said no.
In the White House?
I guess she was going to handle
the point.
Something, but they promised her something, and she came out with an endorsement of him. And seriously, they give her credit for delivering over a million.
She was absolutely. I think you could make that argument and make it very well.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Which is, so that was my question: is why do we trust Oprah so much? I mean, I think she's cool and likable, but why do we do everything she says? We read her books.
Mm-hmm.
We look at her. We
magazine.
Love her most favorite items at Christmas time.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
My mom
wow.
gave me a whole Christmas list filled with Oprah's favorite items. Like
huh.
How? Why? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, she's nice.
Yeah. So, what's the
cool.
answer? What do you think, Roberta? Why do you trust Oprah? It's a
I
great
don't
question.
Trust Oprah.
You don't trust her.
No.
Richie, do you trust Oprah?
I like Oprah.
But
trust
that's the question.
Trust is a little strong.
Jennifer's right. She has trust. That's why people buy into what she's saying. I think it's a great question. 888-302-3684. You like Oprah? Why do you trust her? You can like her and not trust her. All right, last story, women in the news.
I don't like that she wanted an office in the White House in return for her.
Well, I think that was offered
for him.
It was off.
Offered,
I don't think she asked for it. I think they offered it to her.
If someone said rich,
they
know
were
what?
Desperate.
You,
get
you know,
in.
We
you
want
know.
To give you this.
Yeah, we'll give it to
it
you.
Looks, so it looks bad, man.
Okay, here's a woman whose identity has not been released. She went into the local fire station saying she needed help opening a padlock. Firefighters initially thought she was locked out of her home, began asking her where she lived. To their surprise, the woman took off her pants and revealed a chastity belt, explaining that she'd misplaced the key.
Oh,
firefighters managed to break the iron lock before opening an investigation into whether the woman had been forced to wear it by her husband or not. The woman explained she had voluntarily chosen to don the belt in order to prevent herself from getting into a relationship. Okay.
So she put it on herself.
I have no answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. Right. She can find it before the next episode of The Bachelorette. You don't want to lose.
That's worth your consideration. 17 past the hour. Lots of things worth your consideration. This is the good day. This is the daily
going on.
Good day program.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers, but what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken?
How about we call it the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King?
A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. With all the issues that confront us today, apparently the most important one with the listeners, the phones were jammed with people calling to tell us that, yes, in fact, there are Waffle Houses west of the Rockies.
Yeah, I thought I'd
Phoenix.
Seen it. Like kind of crazy
I was in
drive.
Phoenix last week. I didn't see any Waffle Houses.
Yeah, you're
not looking hard enough.
Apparently not. No, I could have used
Watch
one.
Watch for the yellow tag.
Well, you know, and it makes sense because remember we talked a few weeks ago about how FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, gauges the severity of natural disasters by whether Waffle Houses in the neighborhoods are closed or open. They call it the Waffle House Index. The index is green when the local Waffle House is open and serving a full menu, yellow when it's open but serving limited menu, and then red when it's closed. You got your government hard at work using the Waffle House to protect you.
I don't know if the end of the world is coming.
Right.
Look at the Waffle House.
So when the zombie apocalypse shows up and the Waffle Houses start closing, you
have
to pack it up.
That's how See, I told you there was something valuable about going to the Waffle House, and you snobs, you don't want to go to the Waffle House with me.
You're saving our country by going to the Waffle House.
I am absolutely saving the country.
Letting us know we're all safe.
Patronize the Waffle House. Where are we? Looks like you're 21 after the hour here on Good Day. Feed
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three
days in
the living room.
Yes,
baby, I'm
gonna
feel lonely.
Three, ho, hi, yunga bunga.
I think we should dump that last one because it makes me think of Christmas each time I hear it. The Cookie Monster. Isn't that the Cookie Monster?
No, it's the Count.
The Count. Oh, that's the Count. Yeah. Where's the Cookie Monster?
With Christmas.
Bring in the Christmas.
Because we went ho, 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 ho for all of December, so that's why.
Don't. Here's a tip. Don't do ho, ho, ho anymore.
Wait a minute. Who asked you? Where'd that come from?
The ADD kicking in there.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the three songs that are in the contest today. They all have something in common. And if you don't get this one, this is one of those gimmies. But then whenever I say that, people say, wait a minute, huh? I don't understand this. You want to win a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Worth Living If You Do the Work. Excellent, inspirational book. You'll have it if you figure out what these three songs have in common. And you dial this up at 888-302-3684. We start with John Mayer and his version of Beat It. Fall Out Boy's with him too here, Jennifer. 2008. Already I don't like it. I like the original. Oh, come on. This is for McFadden with his guitar thing.
You know who played guitar in the original Beat It?
No.
Eddie Van Halen.
Really?
Yep.
All right. He did a better job than these guys are doing. All right, I'm going to dismiss this quickly. It's the first song in three. Next one is a song by Miles Davis called Human Nature from his chart-topping album You're Under Arrest.
Miles Davis or David?
Miles Davis is the jazz guy. No, Miles Davis.
Jazz guy, okay.
Miles got a lot of criticism, including this song as well as the cover of Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. He's a jazz guy. What are you doing with these songs? Anyway, he said these songs are perfect.
I like it. Yeah. I love it.
Different. Yeah. 888-302-3684. All right, so we have Miles Davis. We've got who's Fall Out Boy? Anyway, I know John Mayer, but I don't
Roberta. Know. That's one of your daughter's favorite bands, isn't it?
Fall Out Boy? Really?
Absolutely.
What's the deal? Are they just, what's their strength? playing to prepubescent teenage girls?
Like a lot of pop punk.
Yeah. Like okay. But kind of like you, Richie.
Yeah. I'm a popular punk.
Hey, that's you.
Exactly.
All right, last song, Mariah Carey. Oh, single released in 1992.
I know this one. I know this
sixth number one hit song was recorded from her performance on MTV Unplugged. In addition to her set, she was informed by MTV artists on the show always performed at least one cover song, and this was hers. All right, so what's the scoop here? 888-302-3684. Let's get everybody warmed up. All right, Richie, you got this figured out?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Roberta, you figure it out?
Come on. No, not yet.
You haven't figured it out yet?
Nope.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if anybody calls in with the wrong answer, I think they should give us a prize.
I think so, too. Yeah. This one's really easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve's in Ocean City, Maryland. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
How do you do? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
That's good. I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, Steve, can you bring me some Thrasher's fries, please? I'm hungry.
They might be cold.
That's all right. I'll figure out any way you can get them to me.
What about onion rings? They have onion rings
It's all the fries there on
really?
The boardwalk. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. All right. So what do these songs have in common, Steve?
They're all covers of Michael Jackson songs.
They are all Michael Jackson songs. That is correct. Abundo, Beat It, Human Nature, and I'll Be There. Yes. All right. So how are you doing? You got all cleaned out from the storm, Steve?
Yeah, we got a lot of rain after the storm, so it's pretty cleaned up now.
They only got a couple of inches, Doug.
Right, on the ocean over there, up there. Yeah. Right.
There's no shoveling around here.
No, okay, well,
that's good. Why they all live there.
Yeah, really. How close are you to the water, Steve?
Probably about 2 or 3 blocks.
All right, good for you. Enjoy it. Hold on a minute. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet still may be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious guardian. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing the same for him. Put away those crunchies and hide those treats. You know, nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and almost every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in the older pet. And even a middle-aged animal becomes old before his time as his body slows down with the burden of extra weight. Keep your dog's weight or your cat's weight in good shape, and you'll be fine to live a lot longer and the quality of life will be a lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear.
Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, 33 and change past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. I had water and beans last night, so I really am full of it today.
Oh, goodness. You're going to explode.
Water and beans? Why would you just say I had beans? Like, you just make it sound even worse.
I drank the water. I had water. I'm now drinking.
Stick around, folks. This could get interesting.
I'm off of the drinking juices. Wasn't it you who was critical of me drinking the juices?
No, that was one of our doctors. That was Dr. Jack.
Speaking of doctors, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a few minutes to talk about the crazed people who can't seem to figure out that this Zika, is that what it is, the Zika virus?
Zika virus. Yeah. You know, you can cancel your plane trips now if you're worried about Zika. You can actually cancel without penalty on airlines.
More news media foolishness. Okay, anyway, let's get to...
News media, the airlines.
No, I'm talking about the story. This story is every last night. It was like the third story from the top on the CBS Evening News. I've taken to watching the CBS Evening News now because I get home about that time and I'm fixing my beans and drinking my water. So I thought I'd watch the CBS Evening News. And the only difference.
So you're telling me you've had onion rings and beans yesterday and you're still standing? Because I know how gassy you are.
Oh, really?
You know, you have a lovely lady in your life who's probably so happy she's 2,500 miles away from you right now.
Well, tomorrow she's going to be right here.
So. You better expel it from your system before she gets here.
He's keeping himself warm, Jen. That's what it is.
Otherwise, over the past couple of days. Outpouring of support from GoFundMe. The aim is to help the residents of Flint, Michigan, who are dealing with all that lead in their water supply. So this GoFundMe campaign has raised $310,000 to help provide clean drinking water for the people of Flint. And I got to hand it to Walmart. They stepped up to the plate and brought a truckload in from their warehouse, 186,000 bottles of water, and have distributed them this week. It doesn't, you know, I mean, you can't take a shower with it, but you can drink it. Now, on the heels of all of this fiasco, that's a complete, I mean, people said, I got a note, as a matter of fact, from somebody yesterday, why do you keep railing and cranking on the government? Because every time you turn around, there's something that's screwy. I'm not going to talk about politics and who's running, but in your head, hello, I find some of these things interesting, amusing, compelling, annoying, all kinds of emotion that's wrapped around the things that are going on that ought not to be going on. Am I perfect? No. Is my business perfect? No. Ask all the three people who are here on the air with me. But, it, you know, when it comes to fumbles, at least we talk about our fumbles and fix them. With the government, they fumble more.
Well, it's funny. I remember Walmart being connected to FEMA when we had natural disasters before.
Yeah.
And Walmart actually has a nationwide response center that it puts into motion when there are disasters. So if they consider this Flint thing a disaster of in which they need help, the Walmarts can actually. So, and I don't know whether FEMA is connected to them or if Walmart just being a national chain
everywhere.
With supply.
Makes sense. Yeah, like Waffle House.
Well, we were just talking about how Waffle House, how FEMA looks to Waffle House to gauge natural disasters.
Yeah.
Maybe they can use Walmarts and any other big supply chains, 7-Elevens, whatever it is, to help manage response.
One of the major stories trending at DougStephan.com today is the next problem with another community that has bad water. So move yourself away from Flint, Michigan. The fact that people don't trust the water there, the fact that people are looking to folks outside the community to fix or help them fix the problem. So now up comes the, this is a town that is near, I think it's either near Youngstown or it is Youngstown, Ohio. This is a, the children are being tested there for lead poisoning. Schools have been closed now for 3 days. Bottled water is being passed around. State regulators calling for a criminal investigation of the plant manager. Quote, how long has this been going on, was the question asked by Nita McGilvin, who is a mother. Over the summertime, a number of homes where the water is routinely tested showed excessive levels of lead. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency said the manager of the small water system that supplies this town, it's the town is actually called Sebring, which is a suburb of Youngstown. The person running the water system failed to notify the public that there were problems with the water. So now here's another community. The Ohio River runs through Youngstown, so I guess the question is going to be whether the Ohio River is as contaminated as the Flint River is. And if this goes on, do we check the water that you and I are drinking? I have well water on my farm. I don't here in Los Angeles. I'm drinking the water here in Los Angeles. I don't know what's in it. It tastes differently, though, Jennifer, I'll tell you that, than it used to. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
The water is this, whether they're treating. They're building a plant here to treat sewage and make it into drinking water. I don't know how long it's going to take for them to do that, but I know that there was a move afoot to get it started. And again, people ask themselves, why are we not just desalinating the water from the ocean? Mm-hmm. And nobody
can
answer that question.
Oh, yeah, sure they can. They say it's too expensive. Then they say it's not good for the environment because it might kill some
but
fish.
But drinking lead-loaded water is really good for the environment. Yeah.
And here's an idea. You know, as someone who has lived here their whole life, I've often wondered why Arizona, why Phoenix doesn't have the troubles that Los Angeles does when it comes to water usage. Mm-hmm. And the answer is that the infrastructure is so poor in Los Angeles and in Southern California, there are no collection reservoirs. So when we actually do get storms like El Nino, and everybody's, you know, worried about the water, much of that water just dumps into the ocean because there's nothing collecting it. And that's a total failure of the government in the state of California because they've never built any collection places.
No, and they give you excuse on top of excuse on top
Arizona's
of excuse.
Arizona's all underground water collection, and
well,
it serves them just fine.
And the reason we compare them is because both cities are on a desert.
Of course.
Flint. Phoenix is a desert city. Los Angeles is a desert city. The water from Los Angeles comes from hundreds of miles away. Phoenix has, I think they drill down. I don't know that their water, I think that there are aquifers underneath there someplace, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. But you're right, there's new, the town of Framingham, where I have lived all my life, has spent $20 million in the past 4 years redoing the water pipes because the water system was built in the 1880s and the pipes have all broken. They're clay or they're lead. And they've tried to, they did put, there's a process you go through that coats the lead pipes that makes them safer than having lead pipes. But just imagine, think about this. Maybe this is something we go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear. All of our parents drank water that was loaded with lead. All of our grandparents did. All of our forefathers, because that's what was in the water, the lead pipes, and then there was lead in the paint, and kids are chewing on the windowsill and getting lead poisoning. How many people are crazy today? Roberta, I should ask you this question.
What?
Why are you crazy? Is it because
Why
you were exposed
crazy?
To lead paint, or were you exposed to lead in the pipes, the water that you've been drinking all your life?
Crazy. Who said I'm crazy?
You're a little crazy.
It's a consensus.
I'm not crazy. Gee, thanks, guys. I love you too. Good morning.
We took a poll.
Good morning.
All right, Doctor. Let's talk about this with Dr. Hoffman. Shall we do that? I want to talk about the impact of lead on your system. That's next. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
45 after the hour now. It's time for Dr. Ronald Hoffman to join us here on the Good Day program, who's the producer of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you can get by going to his website, drhoffman.com. I recommend it. I read it. Matter of fact, there's a good article in there about juicing that we ought to spend some time on, because people are, we were talking about Oprah losing weight and the detoxing that's going on now. Is juicing a good way, a preferable way? What do you tell your patients about using juicing for detoxification?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, actually. I think that, an occasional juice is good, but I think that sometimes people get into juicing because it basically like sugar, mm-hmm. and even though it's natural, things like carrot juice and beet juice are very rich in sugar and, you know, ultimately can get your blood sugar going up and down on a roller coaster. And so, not the biggest fan. Also, it turns out that many of the nutrients in juice from vegetables are better absorbed when you cook the vegetables, especially with a little bit of oil. Like, for example, kale. You know, you can juice it, okay, fine. But you can also saute it in a little bit of olive oil.
A lot of people absorption. Say when you cook things, though, the goodness, if you cook them, if you boil them, the goodness is cooked out of them or it's in the water. You're not talking about boiling kale. You put it into some, maybe you're frying it with some other stuff, put it in the fry pan and sort of do a woky thing, a W-O-K thing.
Like garlic and olive oil or something like that.
Yeah.
Or else put it in a soup, because then you do drink the water. And if you boil something and then throw the water away, you're throwing away half the vitamins.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the water problem, the lead in the water and lead in people. When you see people's blood, you give people physicals every day, all day, I'm sure, in your clinic in New York, and you have the blood work done and it shows levels of lead. What are you noticing? Any trends in New York? And I guess a B part of that is, what does lead actually do to our system if we get it in our system?
Well, rarely do doctors screen people for lead. I mean, maybe, yes, an industrial worker or someone with some very, very serious symptoms of mostly brain problems. That's what occurs with lead toxicity. But we screen a lot of people for lead because it turns out that lead levels below what we consider toxic may actually be harmful for the body. There recently was a study of chelation therapy. I don't know if you've heard about
it. I've taken it. I like
it. Oh, good. Yeah,
I've
good.
Used,
so
yeah.
You're familiar. Well, it's an intravenous treatment where you get the lead out, literally.
Yep.
And it turns out that may reduce your risk for heart disease, even if you don't have what's considered by the government above the threshold for lead toxicity. So we're all carrying it. Lead, cadmium, mercury.
Yep.
These heavy metals are ubiquitous.
Well, that's why I did the chelation I did here with Dr. Whitaker.
Excellent.
Because he had... Yeah, well, he's very good, and he's the same philosophy as you, and I have that philosophy, obviously. But we tested a number of things, and I had lots of stuff, metals. So for a couple of years, when I'm out here in the wintertime, I went down there and got chelation therapy, and it seems to have taken care of the problem. But I was concerned, frankly, at first, with the amount of metal that was in my system and whether that came from being on the farm. Who knows where it came from? But.
Well, it came from being alive in the era of the 50s and 60s before they had lead standards in paints and in gasoline. You know, they had leaded gasoline
leaded
up until
gasoline.
1966. So
yeah.
We accumulated it. It was stored in our bones. And as we get older, sometimes our bones break down a little bit, release some of that lead back into our system. So we may not be currently exposed. It's old exposure.
Funny. Yeah. I have a 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck, and when I fuel it up, I have to pour a pint of lead into the gas.
That's crazy. Stay away from that lead, though, boy.
All right. So the situation with the Zika virus or the mosquitoes that carry it, is this a bunch of hooey, or is this something to be concerned about down the road?
Well, you know, it is in a sense, because while...
Something to be concerned about or a bunch of hooey?
Okay, it's something to be concerned about because while you know it's winter in the northern hemisphere, so people are going south. They're acquiring this virus, and then they're coming back to northern latitudes where there are no mosquitoes at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But just wait until summertime, because the same type of mosquitoes that may transmit it in the southern latitudes may, especially because of climate change, may be affecting certain parts of the United States and even parts of Europe, and we may see transmission. You see, you have to get bitten by the thing to transmit, which then bites another person to transmit it. That's not happening right now. The other thing is, if you're pregnant, you may not want to take a Caribbean trip, vacation, or go down to certain parts of Mexico, because, well, you might get bit.
And when you get bitten, the head turns smaller on the baby. Is that right?
It might, yeah. And, you know, you get sick. There's not much we can do about it. It's not a fatal disorder.
No.
But it can be devastating in a pregnancy.
Unpleasant. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there is something to this Zika virus and the mosquitoes, according to Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who's our expert here. Go to drhoffman.com. Sign up for his Intelligent Medicine newsletter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Let's see, we have Roberta Fasanelli, Olivia Pope is here, and Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pope Show. I mean, the Pet Show. Do you know who Olivia Pope is? Little trivia. All right, Warren, come on, step up to the plate. Who's Olivia Pope?
I don't.
All right, Jennifer.
It's such a scandal.
Yes, it is. Right, okay. The TV show Scandal. Roberta, did you know who she was? I was just having a little fun with it.
No idea.
Really? Well, Jennifer's up on it anyway. And why do I know it? Because it's one of I like to watch the show on the airplane. It's kind of neat. What's it got to do with Warren? Absolutely nothing. We have some very important things, however, to discuss with regard to your pet and whether or not you're doing a good job in the wintertime keeping your pet warm and dry, amongst other things. A survey of important pet news to help you through today and the week. Coming up, Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, next on Good Day.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here, the host of The Pet Show. Here's some Amazon reviewing that was done. I always like to look at these things, too. Every once in a while, you come across something that just is neat. So here is a product review by a customer who bought some of the Hugs and Kisses. Warren has an excellent line of minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat, separate line. So this woman writes, this is, let's see here, the first review I've ever written for a product. I heard about this on the Doug Steffen Good Day show. I decided to try it because one of my dogs was having severe skin issues and he was in a lot of pain. When my dogs are on this regimen, their coats are amazing. We have no skin problems at all. They were off of it for a month or two, and the skin problems came back. I took all three of my dogs to the vet for a checkup. They aced it, and all were complimented on their coats. I highly recommend this product for any pet owner. Plus, they are one of their favorite treats, the dog's favorite treats. So that was that's an unsolicited, nice note from a listener who went to Amazon to buy Hugs and Kisses.
I appreciate that. We get a lot of those. You know, the supplement
stuff. I used to give it to Charlotte, man.
It's been around for 25 years, so yep. it's good for skin and color. I appreciate that. Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. All right, here's the story of Ludovine. Not ludicrous, but Ludovine is a 2.5-year-old bloodhound from Alabama who just won 7th place in the town's half marathon. Did you see this? This is
I did.
Cool.
It was real interesting to watch the dog running the whole marathon coming in 7th.
Yeah.
The only part that I wasn't thrilled about is why was the dog running out loose to begin with? That bothered me a little bit. But the fact that he ran
the
marathon.
He runs around the town. This is a small town, 400 residents. Everybody in town knows him. He wanders around and sort of sticks his nose, if you will, in all sorts of places.
I wonder if he'll come in 5th or 6th next year. He's probably training right now.
All right. One of the tips this week is to focus on your cat and the litter box. And the question came up from a listener, why would her cat stop using the litter box, which I think is a good general question.
It's one of the most common questions I get, and there are several reasons. For example, if you have a cat that becomes either constipated or has diarrhea or has any pain whatsoever in the litter box, cats learn through association. So if there's any pain associated, that can scare the cat right out of the litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you change the litter or don't keep it clean enough, that can scare the cat out of the litter box.
Really?
And, yeah, absolutely, because cats are, you know, the creatures of habit. I'll give you an example. When I bring a cat in, a stray cat from outside, and you put down a litter box, the cat has no idea what litter is. So what I do is I fill the litter box with a little dirt and a little grass from outside, let the cat get used to that because that's where he went before, and then start introducing the litter a little bit at a time. One of the most important things you can do, though, is make sure you clean up thoroughly around the litter box after the cat scratches. Make sure you get rid of any scent there as well. But always, if your cat stops using the litter box, it could be a blockage. You always want to have the cat checked by the vet first.
All right, excellent advice. Warren has plenty of that. If you go to his website, he's got a bunch of websites, actually. WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. But get your dog or your cat on the Hugs and Kisses program, because, as the lady said, it'll do nothing but benefit them. Warren and Doug on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.